open your Bibles up to the book of Daniel, chapter 4. This is Palm Sunday, but I'm not preaching a Palm service. There are a lot of significant truths in the palm, and I'm going to be preaching on one of them. Praise God. The book of Daniel, the 4th chapter. We're dealing a little bit with King Nebuchadnezzar. If you remember, he was king over Israel, but he started messing up. And so God sent a word unto him through the prophet. And the prophet came and pronounced judgment on Nebuchadnezzar. So I just put that out there, but that's not where I'm going to start from. I'm going to start at verse 34. Daniel 4 and 34. It says, at the end of the days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up mine eyes unto heaven, and mine understanding returned unto me, and I blessed the Most High, and I praised and honored him that liveth forever, whose dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom is from generation to generation. And all inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing. And he doth according to his will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants on the earth. And none can stay his hand or say unto him, what dost thou? At the same time, my reason returned unto me, and for the glory of my kingdom, mine honor and brightness returned unto me, and my counselors and my lords sought unto me, and I was established in my kingdom, and excellent majesty was added unto me. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven, all whose works are truth, and his ways judgment, and those that walk in pride he is able to abase. I want to preach on praise. That's one of the significant truths of the palms. Because when he rode in on that donkey, they was praising him. Hallelujah. Nebuchadnezzar, although he goofed up and God made him eat grass. Oh, see, he's telling him the word here. You can't tell God what he can't do and when he want to do it and how he's going to do it. So he put him in a pasture just like the other animals, because that's what he chose to do, to turn away from the Most High God and to do his own thing. A lot of people don't want to praise God because they want to add to their way of how they're going to praise him, and they want to do like they want to do in praising him. And they want to look at others as they come into this house to praise God. They look around to see who else is praising God. It's not your business how they're praising God. It's up to you to lift up the Most High.
Yeah.
What is praise? Praise is opening up to the Lord. It's not thinking, but thanking. Thanks be unto God who calls us to triumph always and have the victory through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
It's not thinking, T-H-I-N-K-I-N-G, but it's T-H-A-N-K-I-N-G. When you get up in the morning, you ought to thank God. But a lot of people want to praise him in their thinking. They want to go in prayer unto God and tell and order what they want to order in prayer and how they want it and when they want it, and they dress it up like they want it. But God don't care nothing about your stinking thinking. He wants you to know that he is God and there is none else. Can't nobody help you but God. You go to your job and your job soon, and when you get there, they give you a pink slip. The job that you have, God bless you with, but people don't want to lift him up and praise and give him the honor and the glory. So praise is not thinking, but it's thanking. It's opening up your mouth and your spirit unto the Lord God, that is Jehovah, thy Elohim. Open up your mouth unto him, the creator, the blesser. Open up your mouth to him and giving him thanksgiving for all that he has done for you.
Yes.
Glory to God. I don't know about you, but I like to start out in the morning. Lord, I thank you that I got some strength to get up. You can praise him in your sickness. You can praise him in your weakness. You got to keep on praising God and thanking God for everything that you lay hold to. The Bible says God is concerned about every aspect of our life. So in everything, you should give some thanksgiving unto God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Glory to God. You didn't get up this morning on your own. You didn't lay down last night on your own. You had the breath of God in you. You was able to lay down. It caused your muscles to retract so you can lay down and stretch out. And it caused your muscles to retract so you can get up in the morning. You ought to thank God that you got feet to walk on and eyes to see it. Hot cocoa won't shack our ears to hear. We try to order how we're going to praise God in our prayer. God, I want this and I want that. But what about your eyesight? What about your hearing? What about your strength?
Amen.
People pray to God, oh, God, I need a financial blessing. God already know about our needs.
Amen.
But if you start praising God, the Bible says that your blessing will overtake you.
Amen.
Glory to God. You got to give honor unto the Most High God that holds all power in his hand, all the blessings in his hand, and you can't direct him how to bless you. All you got to do is thank him when he bless you and lift him up and give praise unto his holy name. Amen. Come on. Amen. Hallelujah. You got to praise God with a pure heart. Praise is releasing unto the Lord in all areas of our lives. The Bible says casting all our cares upon him because we know that he cares for us.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. So we should get up in the morning and casting all our cares upon him. God, what will you have me to do today? When God called Moses, Moses said, here am I, Lord. He didn't ask him, what do you want me to do or how you want me to do it? He said, here I am. In other words, whatever you want to do, I am, because I know that you are God and there's none else.
Amen.
Hallelujah. In Hebrews 13:15, it says, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise continually. Always and in everything. In Psalms it said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. Come on and give God some praise. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Glory to God. You got to perfect your praise. Glory to God before God. That means you mature in your praise. The more you grow in God, the more you mature in God, the more you know what to praise and you know what to pray about. And when you lift him up, glory to God, you got to mature in the praise of God. Our praise unto God in its quality and depth, glory to God. God is not concerned about how long you praise him or the volume thereof. What he cares about is that is it coming from a pure heart, glory to God. Because a lot of people praise God, but it's not from the heart. They praise God for what God done blessed them with, or what they can get next, glory to God. That's what they're praising about, next. and next girl to God. But God said, where is your thanksgiving? Where is your love for me? Where is your faith in me? Where is your belief in me? Lift me up and praise him. Don't you know when you do that, you are praising God, glory to God. You can praise him going out and coming in. You should praise God. You should praise him when you lay down and praise him when you get up, glory to God. Praise him when you go about in his world. Praise him when you get on your child. Praise him when you drive your car. Praise him when you talk about that telephone. Praise him when you're walking, glory to God. Praise God every step of the way. Your step to honor by him. So praise him that all of those steps. Come on, give him some praise. Glory to God. He's concerned with the intensity of your praise that comes from a pure heart. Glory to God. That's why I'm so glad God looked at our heart, because he knows before you open your mouth what you're going to say or what you're going to think, glory to God. That's what I like about God. He already knew about you before you was in your mother's womb. He knew whether or not you were going to get saved. He knew how much trouble you was going to be in. He knew how many times he's going to have to deliver you. We ought to lift him up and praise him. It doesn't matter about the sickness that we go through, glory to God. Jesus went through it all. Praising his Father, glory to God. He lifted him up and he said, what I hear from the Father that I do, that was praising God. He said, I'm God. He lifted up his eyes and he said, I thank you, God, glory to God. Then he laid hands on the sick and they recovered. Yeah. Glory to God. Give God some praise and lift him up in your life. Come on, praise God. It says at the end of days, at the end of his judgment or his time or his seasons that he went through, Nebuchadnezzar realized whom he had his trust in. The Bible says he lift his eyes up to heaven and his understanding returned unto him. He knew that God was God and nobody else, glory to God. And nobody can do the judgment that came upon him but God, glory to God. Couldn't nobody deliver him out of it but God, glory to God. Can't nobody heal you but God. Can't nobody bring you out of your circumstances and situation but God. No. So don't look to the to another, glory to God, but look unto the hills from which cometh out your help, and all of your help come from God, glory to God. God will bring you out, God will lift you up, God will strengthen you, God will heal you, God will deliver you, but you got to give him some praise in advance, glory to God, for what he's about to do. Come on and give him some praise. What they said at the gate beautiful. They said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I unto thee, glory to God. Rise up and walk. Why they was giving the glory and the praise unto God that they know who was going to heal that man. And when that man got healed, he was like Nebuchadnezzar, glory to God. He jumped up and started praising God. He went all over the court high praising God. He went everywhere he went, he praising God, glory to God. He praised God with intensity, glory to God. He praised God with all his might, glory to God, and all his heart, glory to God, and he went telling everybody about the good news. That's what we're supposed to be doing today, telling God about the God, the people about the good news of God by lifting him up and praising him. When you praise God, God said, I give you the desires of your heart, glory to God. When you praise him and lift him up, God will bless you. When you praise him and lift you up, he'll deliver you and set you free, glory to God. But you got to give God some praise first, and then you can go to him in the asking department. Come on, give him some praise. A lot of people start out in their prayer, God, I need this and I need that. I start my prayer by lifting up. God, I love you. God, I praise you. You are the Holy One. You are the Righteous One. You are Elohim. You are the Great One, glory to God. There's none like you. I lift you up, glory to God. I extol thee. I take hold to your praise. And God, I give unto you my heart that is pure, God. God, I love you, glory. See, when you begin to tell God and fellowship with God, glory to God, it just opens up his heart and he just pour out on you, glory to God. You don't even have to ask him. That's why God said he know our needs, glory to God. He don't want us coming to him about our wants, glory to God. Our wants always keep us in trouble. I want this, I want that. And God, if I can't have it, I ain't going to be right tomorrow. I'm so weak, I'm so this. Why don't you stop and get out of that mess and start praising God and lifting him up and giving thanks and thank God. God, I'm healed. I know you still hurt, glory to God. God, I'm blessed. My bank account don't have the money in it, but I'm rich, glory to God. I'm rich in the power of God. I can ask in his name anything, believe it, and it shall be done. Come on and give it up. Nebuchadnezzar said, he said, I lift up the heaven in mind, understanding. Let the mind of Christ that was in Jesus be also in us. Yeah. In other words, we don't have no understanding without Christ. He didn't have understanding. He wouldn't return unto him until God lifted that judgment up off of him and he realized, glory to God, what am I doing here? Sometimes when God lifted us up, glory to God, out of our mess, and we look around, we say, God, what am I doing here? And God will tell you, glory to God, you didn't have your mind stayed on me. You didn't have my perfect peace, glory to God. But when you got your mind off of this stuff that you're going through and lift my name up, and then I open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing up on you that you shall not have room enough to contain. And I'm not talking about finances, glory to God. I'm talking about every area of your life. That means spiritual, physical, financially, mentally, and emotionally. Come on and give God some praise. He said, my understanding returning to me, and I bless the Most High. You got to bless God. You said, God is God. What do you need a blessing for? You got to bless God. How do you bless him? Let him know that you are a child of the Most High. That's how you bless him. Let him know that you know, glory to God, that you have the mind of Christ and that you are dependent upon him. Let him know that you know, glory to God, that he is the healer and I can be healed if I wait upon the Lord, glory to God. He'll renew my strength, glory to God, and I can mount up again. That means I can be healed, glory to God. I can be delivered. I can be set free. I don't care what I'm going through, glory to God. I'm going to lift up the name of Jesus. You got to get your mind off your stuff, glory to God, and get it on the Most High, glory to God. You got to get it on Jehovah Elohim. Get it up on him, glory to God, the creator of all things, glory to God, the one that delivered the children of Israel, glory to God, out of Egypt, can deliver you out of your mess, glory to God. You can call it Egypt, but it's not Egypt, glory to God. It's your mess. That was Egypt's mess, but this your mess, glory to God. And if you cast it up on God and all of your cares, and God said he'll care for us and deliver us and set us free. Come on, amen. He said, I bless the Most High and I praise and honor him that liveth forever. Praise. Releasing unto the Lord in all areas of our lives. In the Old Testament, there are four primary root words for the word praise. One of them is Yada. I remember when we used to sing in the choir. Yada, you have to do that dance. And we should do that. Yada. Yada means to throw or cast. A rendering of thanks in worship with the use of your hands. We sang songs, lift up holy hands, and give God some praise. Glory to God. No sense in you being tired when you get in the house of God, this building, glory to God, that you can't lift your hands up. You lift your hand to put that spoon up to your mouth, and you lift your hand to drink water. You lift your hand to drink that coffee, glory to God. That surely you can give God some praise, the one who made the coffee and the one who made the food, glory to God. That's the one you ought to praise. Oh, Shaka. Some people, when they sit down at their table, they just start eating and grunting and carrying on. But the Bible said, grunting is a singing bird to God. You ought to stop first and say, God, I'll thank you for this food, because you don't know what's in it. Glory to God. Purified and sanctified. That'll be a nourishment to our bodies, God. Don't let it bring any harm or sickness or disease, Lord God. That's praising God. Then you can lift up that spoon, Lord God. Then you can lift up that cup, Lord God. Why? Because you first gave God the praise and the honor for all the things in your life. Come on and give it to me. Another word is hallel, H-A-L-A-L. It means to shout for joy, or to rejoice, or cry aloud, implore, or to boast, or to make show, or to rave. I like this word, to celebrate. Don't you know when you get up in the morning, you're celebrating God the Most High? Don't you know when you lay down, you're trusting God for His safety to keep you from heart attacks and strokes? That's praising God. Because you laid down with thanksgiving. Ah, glory to God. You should pray, glory to God, when you lay down, or before you lay down, when you get ready to bed, you should pray, God, as I lay my head up on this pillow, glory to God, I pray that the hand of God will be up on me, the head of God will be around me, your protection will protect me. Don't let, glory to God, the enemy break into my home while I sleep, glory to God. The robber and the thief, though, the home invader and the home invaders, glory to God. Don't let them break into my home, and the storms might be going on outside, raging it, thundering in this lightning. You need to praise God to keep His hand up on your power so you don't lose any electricity, glory to God. God is concerned about all areas of your life. Sometimes we think that doesn't matter, glory to God, but until the lights go out, glory to God, then you find out that it does matter, and then you start praising God. It's too late, glory to God. Now you got to wait on the electric man to come and fix the light. But if you'd have praised God in the beginning, perhaps He'd have kept His hand up on it and your life wouldn't ruin out. Come on and give us some praise. I'm just talking about simple things and praising God, because we always look for the big stuff to praise God. God, I praise you for finances. God, I praise you, God. I need a healing in my back. I praise you for that. I'm going to praise you in the beginning for that. What about the food He put on your table this morning? Huh? Don't that deserve His praise? Since you don't know what's in that stuff. Man, let me tell you something. Man melanin everything. Glory to God. He's pumping this up with steroid, that with steroid. But the vegetables ain't even safe no more. He pumped that up, glory to God. So you don't know what you eat. You need to give God some praise. I don't know about you, but I don't sit it. Me and my wife go out and eat, and I have to get up to go to the bathroom, and I come back and eat a lot sometime at those all-you-can-eat places, and I come back and she's sitting down eating. I said, did you pray? She said, yeah. And I sit down and eat. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't make no difference. She prayed. A lot of people sit down and they sit down in silence and they pray because they didn't trust the wife who prayed. If you do that, you don't trust God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because she's just like you, glory to God. She's fighting the good fight. She's fighting the battle just like you fight, glory to God. If you don't trust her, you can't trust God. Hallelujah. I'm telling you the truth. I sit down and eat. The only mistake I make is I eat too much. Thank God I pray for I ate too much. Nebuchadnezzar said, I praised and honored Him that liveth forever, whose dominion is everlasting dominion, and his kingdom is from generation to generation. So he blessed Egypt, glory to God, in that generation, but he's now in this generation, glory to God. That means that he's blessing you and I, glory to God. You look over the Old Testament, you say, well, that was to Israel, and it was to Israel, glory to God. But my Bible tells me that Elohim relates to creation and the creator, glory to God. But Elohim was also the Son of God, glory to God, who took on creature form to create, and then later he took on human form to save us and redeem us, glory to God. Yeah. So he is the God of Israel, but he's also my God. Why? Because he redeemed us, those that were lost, and then he saved those that are in Christ Jesus now, glory to God. So I can call him my God, just like Israel can call him my God. I can't call him my Jehovah, because my Jehovah is my God. So I lift him up and give him honor, and I praise him, the God of heaven, the God of all, glory to God, the God of heaven and earth, glory to God, the God who made you, glory to God, the God who raised you, glory to God, the God who lifted you up, glory to God, out of that miry clay and set your feet of dancing, glory to God, into a new life, glory to God. You are not your home, you belong to him, your breath belongs to him, your soul belongs to him, your heart belongs to him. Thing that you have belongs to God. Come on and give it to me. Get ready to close. Hallelujah. And guess what God did for Nebuchadnezzar? He said, and all the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing. I ain't nothing but thy God.
Amen. Amen.
The president ain't nothing without God. He might not praise God like we pray. But just because he's in a high office, he ain't nothing without God.
Amen.
He couldn't have got there if God didn't give him that wisdom and that talent to get there.
Amen.
So what he's got belongs to God.
Amen.
God can end at any time he's so pleased, glory to God. But God is going to let man run this race until he run it out. Hallelujah. But you better be right before him when you run out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And it says all that heavens and earth are reputed as nothing, and he that doeth according to his will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth, and none can stay his hand or say unto him, what does thou? You can't direct God. You can't tell him what to do. You can't tell him how to do it. You can't question him. Sometimes we question him, but you can't question God. Sometimes you question God, he don't even say a word. Why? Because he know your need that you have need of.
Amen.
You can't ask God, why did you do this? See, Adam couldn't question God, so he just said, I'm just not going to agree with it. I'm going to separate myself from God. You can't question God or separate yourself from God. Adam couldn't separate himself from God. God had to keep the enemy off of his. When he went out to that land, he said, God, he said, they're going to kill me. God told everybody, he said, don't nobody touch him, because he, what, belongs to me. Hallelujah. We belong to God. Glory to God. That's why he sent Jesus to redeem us and to bring us back to who we belong to. Glory to God. And he brought us back to God. And now we can lift him up and praise him. That's what that poem, one of those poems about, glory to God, is praise. Jesus came to redeem. And he rode that little donkey. And they spread it out the palm. Why they spread it out? Because they were praising him. Hosanna in the highest, glory to God. They were praising him as he came forth, glory to God. Why? Because he came to redeem man. They didn't understand when he came, glory to God. Nebuchadnezzar didn't understand why he was in the pasture till God lifted that curse up over him, glory to God. They didn't understand why Jesus came until later on, until he started talking about who he came from and who he was, glory to God, and who he depended on, glory to God. And then they started to believe, but not all, glory to God. But God raised up an army, glory to God. Our preachers, glory to God, and teachers, to go out into all the land and to praise God and lift him up and tell him about that good news of that man that came riding on that donkey called Jesus Christ. Come on and lift him up. Hallelujah. time. My reason, this is Nebuchadnezzar. He said, the same time my reason, because after all this, that all inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing. He said, at the same time, my reason returned unto me. And for the glory of my kingdom, my honor and my brightness returned unto me. And my counselors and my lords sought unto me. And I was established in my kingdom, and excellent majesty was added unto me. When you serve God the right way, that you like you spoke to serve him with a pure heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your strength, when you serve him, you keep on walking that path, glory to God. You might be knocked down, but you can get up, glory to God. You're going to be talked about, glory to God, but words can't hurt you, glory to God. If you stick to the words of God, they'll deliver you from those words that the old man tried to tell you that's going to hurt you or make you sick, glory to God. And if you get sick along the way, you can ask God to heal you, glory to God. And once you ask God to heal you, stand still and know that he is God, glory to God. Because God is able to do exceedingly and above all things that we can even ask or think of, glory to God. So you can ask it in his name, believe it, and God said he's surely able to do it. Come on and give it some praise. Hallelujah. When you keep doing what God tells you to do, you might be stepped on, knocked down, whatever. You might get the door that God opened shut, but God got another door.
Amen.
And the door that was, glory to God, won't come no more. But the door that he's going to open, you're going to be better than before. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God is an unlimited God. He's not limited like man. Glory to God. Man is limited in his thoughts. He's limited in his ways. He's limited everything about him. But God is unlimited. And it takes the unlimited God to take the limits off of man. Glory to God. And take it off of his mind so that he'll know that God is God and there is none else. Glory to God. That's what he did for Nebuchadnezzar. Glory to God. He took that blindness off of Nebuchadnezzar. And Nebuchadnezzar realized who God was, and he began to praise him, glory to God. It says in verse 37, it said, now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol, glory to God, and honor the King of heaven, all whose works are true, and his ways judgment, and those that walk in pride, he is able to abase them, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Nebuchadnezzar knew what he had done. When God took the days, ended the days of his judgment, he knew what he had to do.
Yeah.
And I'll bet you one thing, that Nebuchadnezzar walked in the righteousness of God forever.
Amen.
Glory to God. Let me tell you something, God knows how to chastise.
Amen.
Hallelujah. How you think you got saved? He knows how to chastise. That's how you got saved. God chastised. God let you went on, glory to God, into your mess. That you got so deep, couldn't nobody get you out. All of your friends couldn't help you. Glory to God. Your job couldn't help you. Glory to God. Your money in the bank couldn't help you. Glory to God. Your relatives couldn't do anything. Glory to God. Matter of fact, they pushed you a little farther. Glory to God. Couldn't nobody help you but Jesus. And God brought you to that place so you could call on his name and his name only. That name that is above every name. Glory to God. And when you call on that name, hot cold shot, he came to your rescue just like he came in on the palm leaf. He came to your rescue and he touched your soul and he told you, glory to God, when he touched you that you are a new creature in him, glory to God. All things passed away and all things become new. Glory to God. Lord, lift me up, my God. So let Palm Sunday be Palm Sunday. But also let Jesus be Jesus in your life. Glory to God. And think about it. We owe God so we can't repay what he done for us. And the only way we can can touch upon him is to praise him. And God don't take that as payment. He just take that as acknowledgement. Glory to God. He don't take that for that. He don't say you owe me some praise because I saved you. No, no, no. He accepts our praise because we realize who he is. Come on and give God some praise. Everyone say it. Down front, you can come on down. We're gonna touch and agree quickly.